Alaska Video in your ears. 9:20 to the news. All day, every day.
Here are the headlines at 18 hours. The Patriotic Front acting president, Kevin Luvinda, has called on President Hakainde Hichilema to address allegations from a leaked audio recording that purportedly links him to a scheme to bribe South African judges and undermine the PF. A coalition of 11 civil society organizations in Zambia is urging the government to withdraw the Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill No. 13 of 2025, citing concerns over land tenure security. And in international news, a number of French cities have imposed nighttime curfews on young people following a spate of violence linked to drug trafficking.
977 News.
And now for the news in detail, my name is Indashi Mataka. Patriotic Front PF acting president Kevin Luvinda has called on President Hakainde Hichilema to address allegations from a leaked audio recording that purportedly links him to a scheme to bribe South African judges and undermine the PF. Luvinda has demanded the arrest of Mafinga MP Robert Chavinga, who is accused of boasting in the recording about receiving directives from Hichilema. He characterized the alleged comments as a direct assault on Zambia's sovereignty and exposed concern over the inaction of investigative agencies like the Anti-Corruption Commission. Chavinga dismissed the leaked audio, describing it as AI-generated. Meanwhile, Luvinda says the PF and his party, and his partners rather, the Tonse Alliance, will petition the courts to have the Mafinga parliamentary seat declared vacant.
World is listening, and God is watching over his country. And I can assure you, nothing can ever be hidden from the eyes of God. God is going to expose every hidden deed. Your denial of Chavinga has been exposed. More shall be exposed. Because nothing is hidden under the sun. Justice is bound to be there. For Chavinga to tell us that he was asked to go and bribe judges in South Africa makes us wonder. How many people do you send to bribe Zambian judges? If only one Chavinga can say to you, I'm going to work on a judge in South Africa because judges must eat. The question that begs the answer is, have you experienced the act of making judges? How many Zambian judges have been?
A coalition of 11 civil society organizations in Zambia is urging the government to withdraw the Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill No. 13 of 2025, citing concerns over land tenure security. Mwanza argues consortium chairperson Isaac Mwanza warns that the proposed amendment would grant the chief registrar of lands discretionary power to cancel land titles, a move that undermines the judiciary's role and invites political interference. Mwanza argues that the change could deter potential investors to rely on a secure legal framework for land tenure. The coalition emphasizes that passing the bill without thorough consideration may lead to significant abuses of power affecting both the executive and legislature. They are calling on members of parliament to take a stand against the bill for the sake of governance and the rule of law.
977 News.
The Lusaka City Council has taken a firm stance against vandalism of public infrastructure in the Central Business District, CBD. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the council is concerned about illegal car washes and the destruction of water supply pipes for business purposes. The LCC police and Zambia police are conducting a joint operation to apprehend perpetrators of this crime. Mwamba emphasized that establishing car washes must follow laid down procedures and non-compliance will result in stringent punishment.
The council police and the Zambia police have continued to carry out operations in the Central Business District to apprehend perpetrators of this crime. the council emphasizes that establishing car washes must be done in accordance with laid down procedures, and failure to comply result in stringent punishment. The council has noted with dismay that some illegal car wash owners have resorted to illegally disconnecting the water reticulation system to create sources of water for their businesses. The local authority will not tolerate vandalism to public infrastructure and illegal trading activities in the central business district or anywhere in the city. Anyone found guilty of perpetrating illegality will face the full force of the law. The local authority advises residents to adhere to council guidelines and assist in maintaining.
The Movement for Restoration of Education and Teachers Affairs in Zambia, Moreta, Zambia, has noted with serious concern the rate of which unions are becoming agents of propaganda and falsehoods, vice versa professionalism. Moreta, Zambia Executive Director Dr. Samuel Mbumba says, despite government having put in place documents such as Code of Ethics, which guides civil servants in upholding professionalism, unionism propaganda is beginning to champion going against the Secretary to Cabinet's guidance on the conduct of civil servants, a situation which slowly is becoming unhealthy with the potential to cause unrest in the country. Dr. Mbumba says the current trending video clip about Batuz as a union having talks with a named opposition political party until then has revealed that once union leaders retired from civil service or unionism, they must stop to masquerade as officers or officials who still hold some relative measure of authority over the institutions they once served, to avoid dragging such institutions into misunderstandings. And Dr. Mbumba has urged teachers to spend some time on interactions that can help develop this country and not what promotes divisions amongst them. ERB approves 21 licenses and 9 construction permits, attracting a total investment of 4.8 billion kwacha, which is 206 million United States dollars. The Energy Regulation Board has approved 21 license applications and 9 construction permits in petroleum, electricity and renewable energy subsectors. Board Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumpa says these approvals represent a total investment commitment of 4.8 billion Zambian kwacha, approximately 206 United States dollars. Kasimba says approvals were granted during the ERB July licensing committee meeting, reaffirming the board's ongoing efforts to streamline approval processes through timely application reviews and an efficient regulatory framework. She says 21 approved licenses cover a wide range of energy activities aimed at increasing access to efficient energy services and promoting technological innovation across the country. The licenses include 9 for the manufacture, supply, installation and maintenance of renewable energy generating equipment, 4 licenses for the road transportation of petroleum products, 3 licenses for distribution, import and export of petroleum products, and 2 licenses for electricity generation and trading. Kasumpa says the licenses are critical to enhancing energy availability, supporting private sector participation and improving operational efficiency.
The Energy Regulation Board has approved 21 license applications and 9 construction permits in the petroleum, electricity and renewable energy